Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge, joined by Christina Stauffo.
Hello.
And I'm learning quite a lot about Christina Stauffo today.
I'm bringing a personal touch into this segment. I don't know why. I just feel the need to talk about it.
All right. Well, last week when we talked about this, it got such a tremendous response. People wanted more. And it turns out we do have more from these Huffington Post editors and readers.
These are people that have moved in together. When you move in with one another, you start to understand each other in a way you really didn't know before. But what happens when that person does something that just really gets under your skin? And the next one is about laundry, and it's entitled What Hamper?
Okay.
I am a slightly obsessive Virgo, so cleanliness is next to godliness in my eyes. My boyfriend is a fun-loving Gemini who cannot for the life of him put his clothing in the hamper at the end of the day.
Boy.
His socks, his boxers serve as ugly DIY lampshade covers, and it drives me insane. His shoes have become little landmines in our foyer. I'm constantly dodging them or tripping over them when I get home because he refuses to put them back in the closet.
Uh-huh.
According to Gabriela Rivera Morales, she's a blog editor at the Huffington Post, and she actually says that all the men in her life have suffered from LBP, laundry basket phobia.
It's a real thing, Ed.
We are men. It's in our DNA. We cannot put two socks in a hamper. The socks go where the socks go.
The socks go where the socks go. I see. But then let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
So let's say you and your girl both have this phobia.
Okay.
Then what?
Then you're living in an abject mess.
Then what?
You're living in this pile of filthy clothing.
Oh, boy.
That's interesting.
Mm, the aroma in that apartment must be lovely.
Hoarders, the laundry edition, this Sunday on A&E.
That's what that gets you. That's true. See, there has to be bad cop, good cop. There has to be someone that keeps control of laundry.
Balance.
Because, hey, you can't just keep going out and buying new clothes.
No, I've done that. I bought new socks.
Really?
Well, okay, wait a minute. Let me start that over. I bought new socks because I lose socks. Like, I'll just, like, throw them off or I usually go to sleep with socks on and they come off in the middle of the night somehow and I'll lose them. They'll end up under the bed or whatever.
Okay.
And then I put one in the laundry so that when I do clean them, only one comes out.
Don't you
and
ever
then I can't
wonder
find
what
the
happens
match.
To the other one? Do you go looking? Is there a search party involved here?
No.
So you always have an odd number of socks in your possession.
And there are times when I wear mismatched socks because I can't find the matching socks.
That's in style right
but
now.
But then I'll be like, I should just go buy some new black socks. And I'll go buy, you know.
So if you had to go home and do a sock inventory right now, you could not give me an accurate number as to how many you own at this point.
This segment is not about Christina Stauffo, by the way.
It's not?
I just want to... say that.
She's never worked for the Huffington Post. She's never really read the Huffington Post. But boy, didn't I pick the best story possible to talk about this morning?
Aye.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so laundry basket phobia. Yeah. Yes, men have it. And I've been in a situation where the socks and the boxers will be next to the laundry basket. And I think, why can't you just put it in the basket? However, I have a bad habit of not replacing the toilet paper.
Ever?
I'll use it in my mind. I'm like, I have to put a new one on, and then I forget.
And then you're in that position. Dum, da-dum, dum. And there she is, folks. And all of a sudden, you realize,
oops,
it was only a four-step walk to the linen closet. How difficult was it to take that little package of Scott tissue or any of the other fine tissues out there,
unwrap it,
and put it on there? So there you are, marooned, alone,
by myself,
and confused.
With one sock.
You know, when we started this segment, that is a place I never, ever, 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 ever thought we would go.
See, boy.
This is talk radio at its best. We're learning so much about the both of us, but I never thought we'd learn about that.
We're learning a lot about me, Ed.
So you sit there and you wonder. So I got to ask you this. I have to.
Okay.
So how long did you sit there before you finally became proactive and did something about it and then ventured and got yourself what you needed? How long did this confusion last?
Well, you sit there and you wonder, okay, what else is in this bathroom that I could possibly use? And then you say, is anybody
sock.
Home? Hey, use a sock and then throw it out. And then I'll have, no socks.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, never mind.
So, you know what? After this, I would imagine we'll be doing a story about 6, 8, 10 months from now talking about, there's such a drop in the percentage of people that have decided to move in with each other.
I wonder why.
And because of this.
Oh, boy.
So this is going out on the radio all over the country. It is going to go out all over the world on demand on all these smartphones and everything else. And just think of how we're helping people all around.
We are helping so many people across the country. Ed.
Oh, one other question. When was the last time you bought socks?
Like 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah.
And how often do you
buy
socks?
And I buy them in bulk. Like, I'll go to the bulk store and buy, like...
You're going to Costco and buying, like, 500 pairs of socks at one time. Look at you.
And toilet paper.
And you have to. Yeah, but you know what? You buy it.
And then I forget it in the closet.
But nine rooms away. It's like nutmeg. You buy it, you throw it in the cabinet, you never use it. But you do that with toilet paper.
Yeah.
Wow. That's quite interesting.
Next time, I'm questioning you.
You know what? We can do that. The whole thing with the socks and leaving them all over the house, I could get my wife on the phone and she would just go on for 10 minutes.
I'm sure she would.
And just this abject rage, because I've heard this now for coming up on, 21 years. So there you go. All right.
You're doing something right.
I don't know about that. Anywho.
Stay with us. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge. America.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Everyone's heard of jet lag, but what about jet stomach? Well, it's a real condition, and actually it's just another component of jet lag, but there's a way to minimize the stomach's distress. Here's the biological science of it. When humans travel, especially west, and cross several time zones, both the brain and stomach lag behind. The digestive system gets confused, just like the brain, and when the body gets out of sync, gastrointestinal problems can emerge. What to do? When traveling, avoid high-fat, high-calorie foods, cut down on caffeine, alcohol, and stay hydrated. What's the cheap psychological trick? Watching what you eat for a few days while traveling will give your gut and your brain time to catch up with the local time zone. Got a question? You can contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Remember when they used to say what's good for General Motors is good for America? Well, General Motors has started reopening car plants, this time hiring all-American labor and during a recession. William Tiger, the White Marsh, Maryland plant manager.
We had a great announcement today. We're able to announce that General Motors is investing $246 million into developing and implementing this new motor technology. It's going to wind up being a first for General Motors to manufacture motors here in the U.S. It's also an announcement for White Marsh, because we're going to wind up creating about another 200 additional jobs. We have the ability for the big cars to get better mileage. This new technology actually takes a motor that'll be 20% smaller, 20% lighter, and it'll have 20% more power.
GM plant manager William Tiger from the Greeniverse.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.